Hello children, today I'll be teaching history of class 4 and the topic is our modes of transport from the book Interactive Social Studies. Transport is a vital part of modern life. It is the lifeline of a country. Various means of transport have made it possible to carry goods and people to far-off places in a very short time. People use different means of transport depending on their needs and how much money they can spend. Roadways. Our country has the largest network of roads in the world. Roads are an important part of India's transport system. Roads can be built even in places where trains cannot go, such as the hilly areas. It is easier and less expensive to build roads than to lay railway tracks on steep mountain slopes. Some of the advantages of roads transport are: it is very convenient for short distances. It is very helpful to rush food and medical supplies during emergencies like flood, famine and earthquakes. Even during wars, arms, ammunition and troops can be moved quickly. Railways. India's railway system is the largest in Asia and fourth largest in the world. The first railway train in India was started in 1853 between Mumbai and Thane. Today, railway tracks are being laid all over the world. The fastest train in India is the Vande Bharat Express. It runs at about 180 kilometers per hour. Some other fast trains are the Shatabdi Express, the Rajdhani Express, the Taj Express, the Pink City Express. These trains are called the superfast trains. We also have a system of underground local railways called the metro in Kolkata, Delhi and Bengaluru. It is an electric train which runs in an underground tunnel within the city. The railways is the most popular means of transport in times of emergencies such as floods, famines and wars. Railways are used to carry men and material. Airways. Airways provide the fastest means of transport. It is specially very useful for traveling to other countries. Air transport was started in India in 1911. There are around 46 major airports in India. We have about 17 international airports from where flights to other countries operate. Aeroplanes have made traveling easy, fast and comfortable, but it is very expensive. Waterways. Water transport is the oldest means of transport in the world, which includes boats, steamers, canoes, yachts and ships. The state of Kerala has many inland waterways in its backwaters. West Bengal, Goa and Andhra, some of the other states which have waterways. Water transport is fuel efficient. It is also eco-friendly. Water transport can be divided into two types: inland waterways, oceanic waterways. Oceanic waterways include large ships for traveling in oceans and seas. Large ships sail from the ports in the sea carrying goods to and from all parts of the world. There are about 10 major ports and about 160 smaller ports on the Indian coasts. Mumbai is the largest port of the country. Ships are built and repaired at shipyards in Kolkata, Mumbai, Visakhapatnam and Cochin. Water transport is slow but cheap. It is specially useful for carrying heavy and bulky material. One single ship can carry thousands of passengers and tons of goods at the same time. Huge oil tankers carry oil to different parts of the world. They also carry wheat, rice, sugar, jute, edible oil and ores from one country to another. In fact, most of India's foreign trade is through ocean routes. With this, we come to the end of the lesson. Thank you, children.